entering the outdoor and exiting the indoor. Clunk, rattle. Oh, push, I see. This is a customer in the shop, attempting to exit, making a big noise, then muttering to himself. Clunk, rattle, oh, push, okay. This is a customer in the shop, attempting to exit, making a big noise, then muttering to herself. This occurs several times a day. See, the front door of the shop opens outward onto the sidewalk, perhaps an idiosyncrasy of the way buildings were constructed back in 1890. But the average customer assumes you're supposed to pull the door open, causing the thick wooden frame to slap against an immovable jamb. The action results in a thud, then a rattling of the loosely glazed glass. Even though there's a large square plate stating push right at the handle, the unwritten rule is pull first, read push later. It's a cheap amusement. Wherever I roam or shop, I see the push-pull syndrome acted out in odd ways. Two-door entranceways always sport one locked door and one hinged door. This is an unsolved mystery of the universe. Nobody can explain to me why an establishment with two doors unlocks only one door at a time. The customer has to gamble every time. Is this the locked door? Nope, it swings outward, offering no resistance and throwing the patron off balance. Is this the unlocked door? Nope, I slam against it, having miscalculated its status. Is this the unlocked door that swings outward? Nope, I run into the glass, having had a 50-50 chance of being right. Is there a hidden employee having a good laugh at my expense? Does the cosmos snicker at my bumbling? Is there a building code that requires establishments to use just one door at a time? Maybe it is all about entertainment, whether intentional or accidental. I recall the car detailing shop on 2nd Avenue South. Its main claim to jokesterism was a shiny quarter prominently beckoning from the concrete floor. Leonard and crew would spend much time watching as each customer, attempting to be a good manners custodian, would stoop or bend down to pick up the quarter. Since it was securely glued to the floor, the Good Samaritan would react differently, abashed, amused, confused, embarrassed, philosophical. Much of the time, nobody was caught watching the charade, thus helping folks save face. The silent joke was the day's prime entertainment. At Read Books, the push-pull door situation is not intentional. It's just the way the doorway is built. But it is entertaining to see how each person interprets the doorway. A harmless bit of distraction for both browser and audience. Clunk! Rattle! There it goes again.